Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
When Terry Anderson was taken captive by a guerrilla group, little did he realize he would be enduring what no one should ever be subjected to. Anderson, then age 40, had been the chief Middle East correspondent for the Associated Press. Soon after he was taken a prisoner, he was given a Bible by his Shiite Muslim captors. And for the duration of his 4.5 long years of captivity, he drew strength and hope from the pages of this grand old book. At the most difficult times, he said, my faith kept me from giving in to despair. It was also that relationship with God that enabled him to forgive the very individuals who deprived him of his freedom for more than 6 years. They did great wrong to me and my family, he said. But instead of hating them, he explained, I don't hate anybody. I'm a Christian, and I really believe it is required of me to forgive, no matter how hard that is, and I am determined to do that. Terry Anderson took to heart what Jesus said long ago. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Question: have you grown in your Christian experience to the point where you can do what Terry Anderson did? It may not have been that you were placed in a dark, underground prison cell with no light, as was Anderson's situation. Instead, you have become your own prisoner as well as jailer, as you allowed a broken relationship to surround you with the darkness of bitterness and hatred. A little child frantically called his mother, crying that his hand was stuck in a priceless Chinese vase which had been in the family for generations. The mother tried everything. Soapy water was poured around the neck of the vase, but it didn't work. Then somebody suggested cooking oil, but that too failed. In desperation, the mother decided there was no solution apart from breaking the old vase. After all, the little child was of far greater value than an old Chinese vase, no matter what its monetary value. By then, the father had arrived home, and the old vase was gently broken, freeing the little child's hand, which slowly opened, revealing a small coin, which the youngster was triumphantly clutching. The individual who holds on to brokenness has little comfort in the light of the tragic cost of not forgiving. But you don't know how badly I've been hurt, you may be thinking. True, I don't. But God does. Do you remember, friend, that his son faced an unwarranted and cruel death on the cross? And as he was dying, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. To hate is human, to forgive, divine. When you come to the place where you think you cannot forgive, remember the lonely form of the Galilean on the cross and realize there is no hope for us in the sight of God unless we too learn to forgive. Paul underlined what Jesus said about the importance of forgiveness when he wrote, Be kind and compassionate one to another, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgiven you. Whether or not Terry Anderson's captors were ever brought to justice wasn't a driving concern. He released that burden. He's free. And you can be just as free today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.